And welcome back to the program. I'm Michael Cohen with producer Desi Simmons. Blue Cross Blue Shield's small business customers will be seeing their rates go up by over 7%, and that's actually good news. To talk about why rates have been much higher in the past and how it's impacting these small businesses, I'm joined by John Dunn, Vice President of Middle and Small Group Sales at Blue Cross. Welcome to the show, John.
Thanks, Mike.
Now, if a 7% increase in rates is the smallest small businesses have seen in 6 years, what kind of rates have we seen historically?
They've been low double-digit increases, anywhere from 10 to 13%.
And how are small businesses able to handle these continuous increases in rates? Isn't there a point where the rates are too costly to bear?
Well, it's a great question, Mike, and I think that's part of the ongoing healthcare affordability question and debate our country continues to have. And there is a lot of pressure on the small group businesses and others to handle these increases. That's why we are excited about the moderating rate increases that we're bringing out now. And we're confident we're going to continue to be able to provide new product solutions and solutions with our provider partnerships to help those businesses continue to be able to afford the health care they want.
What's behind this continuous rise in rates? Are employees utilizing an increasing amount of medical services?
It's a complicated question. I will try and give you some of the main contributors, I guess, to this. But yes, you're correct. Part of it is an increase in utilization of services as better and better technologies become available, whether it's a new pharmaceutical drug that is available, whether it's a new medical procedure, the latest and greatest in terms of hip replacement or something. We all want the best medical treatment and technology that's out there. And as, the market gravitates towards utilizing those services, costs continue to grow. So that's certainly a contributor. There's cost shifting from the government as the government tries to control Medicare and Medicaid spending, and they limit those increases. Those get cross-subsidized into the commercial market, and so the commercial hospitals and providers look for the standard private health care carriers to make up that difference. That's a big contributor in cost. So there are a lot of factors that drive it.
How many small businesses are currently on the Blue Cross portfolio, and has that number been shrinking significantly due to economic pressures?
We have about 4,400 businesses that renew in the fourth quarter for this period. In total, we have in the neighborhood of over 20,000. And yes, that has been shrinking with the economic pressure over the years. Although this year we have been seeing business come back, and actually our small group business is growing this year, so we're really excited about that.
And are you concerned about increasing rates driving these small business customers to other insurance companies?
Well, it all depends on how big our rate increases are relative to the competition, of course, and there is a robust market out there that continually shops for the best deals, but we believe a lot of our innovation recently with product design especially is bringing that business back to Blue.
And when you look at the medical costs involved for small business employees, what types of procedures tend to be the most costly and which are most common?
Well, I don't have a detailed list to give you off the top of my head, but certainly some of the more costly procedures revolve around a lot of your coronary artery diseases or heart-related diseases, certainly things like cancer, as well as a lot of the chronic conditions that over time, with whether it's asthma or diabetes, lead to a lot of long-term ongoing costs.
And when you look at the rate increases that small businesses have been taking compared to those of larger companies that have 50 or more employees, how do those compare?
You know, they're actually fairly comparable. The increases tend to be close, but it is true that small group businesses as a whole do pay a bit more than large group businesses, maybe 5 to 10%.
Is there any end in sight, or are rates likely to continue climbing into the visible future?
Well, I think they're going to continue to go up at a rate that is higher than CPI. Again, I think that's a great question, and it really is the debate we're having as a country around how do we get our arms around healthcare costs and drive them to a sustainable level. And that is a large, important, and complicated question. But we're optimistic here that with a lot of the things we're doing, especially with our value partnerships with our doctors and hospitals, for example, our patient-centered medical home program, which is the largest in the country, is going to be driving a lot of innovation and value to moderate those costs. So we think we're going to be able to provide solutions and hold down costs better than most of the carriers here in the state.
I'm talking to John Dunn, Vice President of Middle and Small Group Sales at Blue Cross. John, when you look at plans like the Obama healthcare plan, how do you see that being incorporated into the future of this country when it comes to healthcare, providing healthcare?
Well, you know, we're of the belief it will be implemented first and foremost. We'll have to wait to see how all of the legislative debate plays out at a national level. But at this point, we're assuming it will be implemented as passed. It will have various effects across different markets. It certainly, we believe, will increase the amount of coverage purchased in the individual market. We believe it'll expand Medicaid because the eligibility levels will increase there. And in general, it will provide more access and more coverage globally. The wild card in the Obama health care and what has to probably be continually looked at over time is how do we impart more robust cost control into the health care system. And there are some pilot programs in the legislation to address that, but we have a long way to go in that area.
And with these rates continually going up and just the enormous cost of healthcare, do you see that a governmental role might be beneficial to control that?
It's a good question, and honestly, I think it's an open question at this point. I think there is things that the government can drive in terms of leading certain innovation and simplicity on things that should help control costs. On the other hand, you know, they can be a barrier towards innovation in a lot of areas. So I think if they strike the right balance in the right areas, they can help, but we just have to kind of see how it all plays out.
And I wonder, with your understanding of healthcare costs in general, do you view the kind of defined benefit plan, such as the one some state workers receive, as a sustainable model?
Great question. I think it's going to be tough. And I think what you have to couple together with that question is, what are all the cities and the municipalities and their budgets, what can they really sustain and afford, and what can the taxpayers afford in that context? And I just think that gets to the larger economic condition of the state and being able to support those long-term health care benefits. I think it will be difficult for them to do that, is what I would say.
And ultimately, though, when you look at the state of our health as a country and those of us here in Michigan, is the vision that health care costs are only going to increase as our population ages?
That's certainly going to be a major contributor. I'm glad you touched on that. That was something I omitted relative to your earlier questions. But certainly the ongoing aging of the country is going to contribute more and more pressure to increasing healthcare costs. You're absolutely right.
Is Blue Cross anticipating these expanded costs as they come towards us?
Yes, we are. I mean, we are working in many ways to try and anticipate all of the drivers of future healthcare costs, whether it's the government legislation, whether it's the aging that you mentioned, whether it's the new technologies. And we are really striving to, and again, I think this is where we can make a real difference in our state that others can't, is our relationships and broad partnerships with the providers. I think we have a lot of innovative solutions that we're looking at right now and a lot of ideas we're working back and forth with the providers on I'll give you an example. One of the things we've started to do in the last couple years is our rate increases to providers are tied to quality outcomes, are tied to things such as generic dispensing rates to help control costs. So we've already begun down the road of tying healthcare increases that go to providers directly to outcomes to benefit both quality and cost. So I think those types of things will need to be continually evolved in the future to meet all the challenges you're describing.
John Dunn, Vice President of Middle and Small Group Sales at Blue Cross Blue Shield. Thank you for joining me, John.
Thank you.
We'll be back with more Capital City Recap. I'm Michael Cohen, and you're listening to 1320 WILS.